Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have some heavenly songs, some amphibious songs, we'll kick some things around, and do some follow-up to our show last week with Brian Wright. A couple of weeks ago, listener Ernie in Palos Verdes, California, sent in a suggestion for a segment. Well, it was actually more of a challenge. So here for listener Ernie, in an effort to elevate the level of erudition characterizing this broadcast, is a set of rapidly rotating records about the species Latoria peronii, beginning with Vernon Dalhart and Adeline Hood.
I am another.
That old lady on the log,
she's our darling mother.
Father had his legs cut off,
but the Frenchman ate them.
Naughty, wicked cannibal,
how we froggies hate them. Knee-deep, 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 knee-deep. We're a pair of happy froggies singing in the ponds and boggies. Knee-deep, 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 knee-deep. When we see a naughty boy, in we go.
Good St. Patrick, so they say,
kicked us out of Erin.
But we're mighty glad to stay
in the land that we're in.
If the naughty boys would be
and quit their naughty throwing,
there's one now, good gracious me,
we had best be going. Knee-deep, knee-deep, belly-deep, 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 belly-deep. We're a pair of happy froggies singing in the ponds and boggies. Knee-deep, knee-deep, belly-deep, 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 belly-deep. When we see a naughty boy, in we go.
He once had a brother too,
cute and cunning feller.
He was spotted green and blue
and a muddy yeller.
Every night he'd serenade,
and the air he'd fill it.
A Frenchman ended his career,
put him in a skillet. Knee-deep, knee-deep, belly-deep, 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 belly-deep. We're a pair of happy froggies singing in the ponds and boggies. Knee-deep, 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 knee-deep. When we see a naughty boy, in we go. Her legs were so pretty.
Then one day, why we missed her?
Wasn't it a pity?
Cannibals came out our way,
blinded little sister,
and they stuck something in her.
That was when we missed her. Knee-deep, knee-deep, belly-deep, 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 belly-deep. We're a pair of happy froggies singing in the ponds and boggies. Knee-deep, knee-deep, belly-deep, 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 belly-deep. When we see a naughty boy, in we go. Achoo.
Thank you. Dirty horny frog from Texas. Beaver just hopped up here. Yes, mama. Going away soon, baby. I'm the horny frog from Texas. I just hopped up here. Yes, I left Texas to have a good time. I believe I'll go back there. Babe, I know you wondering how I live in a hollow log. Yes, baby, live in a high woman. I know you wondering how I live in a hollow log. Babe, I will live in a white woman before I will be your dog. Yeah, baby, tired of bumping my belly for you. Yes, mama, ain't gonna do no more, baby. Yeah, baby, tired of bumping my belly for you. Yeah, you said that you love me. Now look what you made me do. Summer, when I go deep down in the sand, yes, mama, goodbye, baby. Hop around in the summer, when I go deep down in the sand. Yes, yeah, so you mean mistreater, wonder why I ran. Baby, the reason I'm from Texas, I was following you. Yes, mama, goodbye, baby. Reason I'm from Texas, I was following you. Yeah, now you got me crying. Someday you gonna cry some too. Thank you.
That was French pianist and conductor Leon Cartoon, K-A-R-T-U-N, and his orchestra and Big Frog. And I'm afraid that's about all I can tell you about that record, other than Stefan Grappelli played violin in Cartoon's orchestra. Before that, it was William Lee Conley Brunzi, better known as Big Bill, and Horny Frog from January 31, 1937. Big Bill Brunzi was preceded by the Six Brown Brothers all the way from way back on June 20th, 1916, and Bullfrog Blues, written by Tom Brown and Guy Shrigley, and arranged by F. Henry Klickman. We began that amphibious set with Vernon Dalhart and Adeline Hood as a couple of frogs, some of whose relatives have had their legs eaten by those naughty, wicked French cannibals in the Frog Song. Dalhart met Adeline Hood while he was doing Edison Tone Test tours, and in 1927 he hired her as violinist and vocalist. She made recordings, personal appearances, and was heard on radio with him into the 1930s, and they made a trip to England where they made 8 recordings, 4 of which were issued, before she went on to a radio career as Betsy White. I mentioned at the beginning that this set was about the species Latoria peronii. Well, Latoria peronii is also known as the emerald spotted tree frog, laughing tree frog, or maniacal cackle frog. And it sounded like there was some maniacal cackling going on in that Columbia 78 waxed September 24th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The final concert in the Wurlitzer Weekend series of theater organ concerts a couple of weeks ago was Ron Road playing the Mighty Wurlitzer at the Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo. One of the selections he played was Isn't It Heavenly, and I thought, well, there's a segment for the show. So here's a set of Heavenly songs, beginning with Joe Venuti's Blue Five.
Share every scheme with you, be able to dine with you and dance with you and dream with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly, just heaven on earth to be with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly to struggle and strive with you, to have the delight to be and the right to be alive with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly, just heaven on earth to be with you. No use concealing, you've been revealing my future hope in your eyes. It's you I'm needing, for I've been reading my horoscope in your eyes. Oh, isn't it heavenly to go hand in glove with you, to be so romantically and frantically in love with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly, just heaven on earth to be with you. Thank you.
heard them speak of heaven, where all good people go. But still I'd like to know, is there such a place on earth as heaven? I really think it's true, since I found you. Oh me, oh my dear of heaven, heaven, heaven is to be in love with you. Oh me, oh my dear of paradise is in your eyes. They're like the skies of blue. I seem to listen to angels whenever you sing. Now if that isn't heaven, it's just the next thing. Oh me, oh my dear of heaven, heaven, heaven is to be in love with you. Skies of blue. I seem to listen to angels whenever you sing. Now if that isn't heaven, it's just the next thing. Oh me, oh my dear of heaven, heaven, heaven is to be in love with you. I've got a shoe, you've got a shoe, all got children got a shoe. What good are my shoes to me unless they walk me straight to you? That's heaven. Heaven, everybody's talking about heaven, ain't going there. I'm living home, you're living home. All God's children got a home. But don't you think it's time for us to build a home that's all our own? That's heaven, heaven. And there's one thing more, I seem to listen to angels whenever you sing. Now if that isn't heaven, it's just the next thing. Oh me, oh my dear of heaven, heaven, heaven is to be in love with you. That's all. Thank you.
We began that heavenly set with Giovanuti's Blue Five and Isn't It Heavenly, composed by Joseph Meyer. The singer of the Yip Harburg lyrics on that May 8, 1933 Columbia recording is unidentified. Next, it was The Personality Girl, Annette Hanshaw, and My Idea of Heaven from April 1, 1927. My Idea of Heaven was written by Howard Johnson, Al Sherman, and Charlie Tobias, and is not to be confused with That's My Idea of Heaven, written in 1929 by Herb Steiner, Mack Lieb, and George Whiting. We finished up that heavenly set with Bill Berry and his orchestra, with Bill Berry himself taking the vocal honors on You're a Heavenly Thing. That Bluebird recording was made March 23, 1935. I want to thank Brian Wright once again for being our special guest on last week's show, and if you heard it, you remember that we played some contemporary recordings by Brian and the West End Jazz Band of some vintage songs. Well, here are some vintage recordings of a couple of those songs.
Thank you. to a letter that I wrote from a pal who marched away. He was wounded in the trenches somewhere in France, and I worried about him night and day. Are you getting well was what I wrote, and this is what he answered in his note. I don't wanna get well, I don't wanna get well. I'm in love with a beautiful nurse. Early in the morning, night and noon, the cutest little girlie comes and feeds me with a spoon. I don't wanna get well, I don't wanna get well. I'm glad they shot me on the fighting line. Mine, the doctor says that I'm in bad condition, but oh, 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 I have so much ambition. I don't wanna get well, I don't wanna get well, 'cause I'm having a wonderful time. I don't wanna get well, I don't wanna get well. I'm in love with a beautiful nurse. The doctor says his treatments show good results. Till I get a bad relapse each time she feels my pulse. I don't wanna get well, I don't wanna get well. I'm glad they shot me on the fighting line. Fine, she holds my hand, begs me not to leave her. Then all at once I get so full of fever. I don't wanna get well, I don't wanna get well, 'cause I'm having a wonderful time.
Thank you.
normally I wouldn't play that record. It's not in the best of shape, but if you listened to last week's show, you'll remember I played Sleep Baby Sleep by Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra, with McAnally himself yodeling. Probably the only dance band record you'll find with yodeling in it. Well, as I was looking for the other records I played in this set, I came across that one, coincidentally, Sleep Baby Sleep with yodeling, but it's a different Sleep Baby Sleep. That was George P. Watson, supposedly the most successful yodeler on the vaudeville circuit, although there's no listing for him in either the Encyclopedia of Vaudeville or Vaudeville Old and New. That recording was from 1911, when Edwin J. McAnally was about 32 years old. Could he have heard that record or seen George Watson on vaudeville, and could that have sparked McAnally's interest in yodeling? I guess we'll never know. Last week, Brian Wright played Smiles and Kisses, a piano rag written by Harry Gentis. Before George P. Watson, we heard one of Harry Gentis' popular songs, co-written with Howard Johnson and Harry Pease, I Don't Want to Get Well. That was Eddie Cantor from an Aeolian Vocalion 78, waxed November 5, 1917. Last week, we heard There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder and Tozo in contemporary recordings by the West End Jazz Band, but we started that set with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with the vocal by Don Redman, who was also the arranger, and their recording of Tozo. That was from January 21, 1927. And we heard the All-Star Orchestra's August 9, 1928 recording of There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. I had a request a couple of weeks back for They Gotta Quit Kicking My Dog Around. I'm afraid I don't have that, and we're certainly not advocating violence on this show, but I do have some Rapidly Rotating Records about kicking some other things, beginning with the Ipana Troubadours. No, we're not going to kick the Ipana Troubadours. They're going to sing about kicking a hole in the sky. Thank you.
see my mother. So
what you wanna stay here for? This old world is no friend to you. Some of these days you are going away. Good Lord, you won't be back until judgment day. You're going home.
I'm going home to heaven.
You're going home.
I'm going home to heaven.
You're going home.
I'm going home to heaven, Lord.
Good Lord, I
hope I may join the band. Now my old mistress, she promised me, when she dies, she's gonna set me free. She lived so old until her head got bald. She got out a notion, Lord, of dying at all.
She stole away.
She stole away and went to heaven.
She stole away.
She stole away and went to heaven.
She stole away.
She stole away and went to heaven, Lord.
Good Lord, I
hope I may join the band.
I was down in the valley on my knees. Good Lord, I cried, oh Lord, how might they please? Oh, Satan was in heaven with his trumpet in his hand. Good Lord, they kicked him out of heaven, cause he would join the band. They kicked him out.
They kicked the devil out of heaven.
They kicked him out.
They kicked the devil out of heaven.
They kicked him out.
They kicked the devil out of heaven, Lord.
Lord.
Say, why did it kick him out?
Because he didn't want to join the band.
Joe Venuti's Blue Four, Venuti, Ed Lang, Arthur Schutt on piano, and Adrian Rollini on bass sax, and Kickin' the Cat, which of course you should never do. Now, cat tipping, on the other hand, is something I used to do with my big gray tabby cat named Kukla, and he actually liked it. Anyway, Kickin' the Cat was from September 13th, 1927. Before that, it was the Grand Central Red Cap Quartet, and they kicked the devil out of heaven from August 14th, 1931. That was the last recording that composer, arranger, saxophonist, and pianist Robert H. Cloud made. He wrote They Kicked the Devil Out of Heaven and accompanied the quartet on piano. The group was called the Grand Central Red Cap Quartet because by that time Robert H. Cloud was working as a porter. We began with the Ipana Troubadours, identified on the label of that Harmony 78 as Frank Auburn and his orchestra, and Kickin' a Hole in the Sky from January 28, 1930. Kickin' a Hole in the Sky was composed by Jesse Greer, and Fanny Bryce sang the Billy Rose and Ballard McDonald lyrics in her 1930 picture, Be Yourself. Last week's show consisted of all tracks from Rivermont Records CDs. I had planned to include a segment featuring some records from Brian Wright's personal collection, but we ran out of time. So I'm going to play them now. Here's Nathan Glantz and his orchestra. Thank you.
whistle, dear, when it's dark, like a meadow lark. Once you're hidden, don't be heard, not a sound, not a word, like a meadow lark. We'll keep it secret, dear, just where we coo. The little place I found is only for two. Every evening in the park, whistle, dear, when it's dark, like a meadow lark.
Thank you.
We begin this final segment of the show with Nathan Glance and his orchestra and Chickie from an Edison disc waxed April 15, 1924. Nathan Glance, like Sam Lennon and Lou Gold, was another one of those band leaders in the 20s who made hundreds or even thousands of records. He played tenor and alto sax and was sometimes even credited on records to which he had no connection whatsoever. I don't know if there's any connection or not, but there is a 1925 silent film titled Chickie, starring Dorothy McHale. Next, it was Adrian Schubert, yet another exceedingly prolific bandleader and meadowlark. Irving Kaufman was the vocalist in that August 1926 Banner 78, which credited the band as the Imperial Dance Orchestra. We finished up with Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra with Ray Stilwell vocalizing on Trudy. That recording is from August 23, 1926. The Fred Rich Band is identified on the Harmony label as the Astorites and on Pathé Actuel as the Happy Hour Orchestra. Thanks for sharing those, Brian. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.